Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Thank you, Mike, for invitation this evening. Any items to be added to the agenda, Madam Counsel?
No, sir.
Commissioner May?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Commissioner Bergosh?
Nothing for me.
Mike, I had one add-on that's been distributed. Mr. Administrator?
None for me.
All right. Entertain a motion to...
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Second.
Right. Please vote. Item passes 4-0.
Now, that might seem like the most boring soundbite in all of human history, and it kind of is, but that's Stephen Berry, the Commissioner for District 5, Chairman of the Escambia County Commission, introducing an add-on item without saying what it is, without any details, in the evening meeting week and a half ago, when they had canceled the agenda review session, weirdly, no explanation. And the agenda item, we didn't really know what it was until we get all the way to the end of the meeting where the add-on is added, and then we learn.
Mr. Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Car 3-1 is a discussion about OLF 8. And Mr. Chairman, we have 10 speakers.
Super. Oh, I see. So, look, this county commission, particularly Stephen Berry, Jeff Bergosh, and Lumen May, have real trust issues with the public. They're the ones that make all the decisions, regardless of whether somebody disagrees with them. Could have been Bender when he was in that position. Now it's Ashley Hoffberger, although she hasn't had a meeting yet this week. Will be her first one. Mike Kohler now, or Doug Underhill previously, objecting or disagreeing with things. But those three have been running the county for, 8 years, as long as Jeff Bergosh has been in the office. Because they have had an almost unbeatable 3-vote majority over that entire time. And this is super weird because OLF 8, this project that the land has been sitting there for 6 years? 6.5, I think is right. Maybe 7.5. I just forget which year we took possession of it. In January, right before Jack Brown left. It might have been 7.5 now. Anyway, and it has been this just morass. You just can't get off first base, or can't get off plate to get to first base. And it's a shifting landscape. It's a shifting set of stories about what they will and won't do. And keep in mind that Stephen Berry at the previous meeting had kept making this comment about we need the right partner, we need the right partner, we need the right partner. Well, there have been many people come and go and make offers. And one of the persons that had made an offer originally wanted to buy it all, and then they were told you can't buy it all, and wanting to buy some of it, and then kind of feet dragging for the last year is Fred Hemmer's Beale Town Center organization. And Fred's a big developer, okay? And also, previously, a supporter of Doug Underhill's. And so a lot of speculation that, they were basically punishing him because he supported the guy they hate. Could also be that they, for whatever reason, wanted to control the development. But what we kept hearing is all these reasons why, we can't have the whole thing sold because of the Live Local Act, which would prevent us from controlling the development of housing. If we sold it all off, then somebody could just come and build housing. We don't have any control. We can't sell it all off because of the way the roads and the structure would work with the Triumph grant. There's a variety of reasons. So keep that in mind, that the story had been, we can't sell it all off. 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 Again and again and again and again and again and again and again, they have said this. And now you got people that are upset because they're looking at putting a warehouse out there, an Amazon-style warehouse.
I live in Jennings Place. It's a rental community of single-family homes directly across from the proposed warehouse site on OLF 8. In this neighborhood alone, there's 238 homes. When adding in Daniels Grove, Blackberry Ridge, Rock Ridge, you're looking at 500 homes in the immediate vicinity of where this warehouse would be going. I doubt that any of those residents would say, I'm so excited for this, I'm gonna live next to a warehouse. Nobody's gonna say that. That's because we know what it does to neighborhoods. We know that there's increased traffic, noise, pollution, and crime, just to name a few, and a decrease in property values.
I like this Kim Hendricks. She's funny. And we learned she's military, too.
Now, I'm a renter. Okay, I do not own the house here, but it's my home. And this is where I'm currently raising my family. I'm in the military. I'm not a resident of Florida. I'm not registered to vote here. Sorry. I can't vote on any of these issues, but I live here. And this proposal to add a warehouse to a residential area, my neighborhood, is too egregious for me to not speak up.
Yeah, and I mean, this, a lot of people are very concerned about the acquisition of that space for a warehouse, a distribution warehouse especially, something like Amazon, maybe Amazon itself. No, they've been kind of cagey about saying. So then Meredith Bush, who is the attorney for Beulah Town Center Fred Hemmer's group, shows up.
As you discuss OLF 8 tonight, I'd like to remind you and the public that our firm client, Beulah Town Center, submitted to your staff on May 17th, 2024, a purchase and sale agreement that addressed every single point raised by your staff, including price, by modifying its prior offer to increase the purchase price to $25 million cash offer with a $250,000 deposit upon approval of the preliminary site plan.
Meaning we have been trying to do everything you say you want us to do all along.
My client has shown good faith and a willingness to negotiate with you to reach an agreement. They remain committed to this project and to reaching an agreement with you to develop OLF 8. If there are terms in the PSA that you cannot approve, tell your staff to let us know what they are and we can respond. Thank you.
But all of a sudden, this other outside group, which has some local connections with Ash and Hayward, Jim Wilson and Associates, partnering with Chad Henderson, Catalyst Healthcare Real Estate, they are the ones who have come in, and all of a sudden, they're just super eager to sell to these folks, maybe even before they get out of office. Jeff Bergosh?
It's a great company. Just look at what they've done. Look at what Chad Henderson local has done nationwide and what he's done. I'm excited for the future of that project now that it looks like we've got some interest in a group that I feel that can really take it down and do it the right way. So it is exciting, and I look forward to watching that develop. Hopefully we can get something before I leave mid next month, but if not, I wish you guys luck.
Trying to get it done even before he leaves office. I've told you, be careful of the rush, right? There's a lot of rush right now in the county commission because that 3-vote unbreakable block is going to get broken when that seat turns over to Steve Stroberger. Stephen Berry is facing a very good challenge from Josh Roberson. He might lose his seat after 12 years to a no party affiliate candidate. Of course, Jeff Bergosh is thinking about legacy, thinking about jobs, thinking about a steak dinner.
I'm sad about one thing, and you guys have heard me say this like a broken record. We still don't have a full-service restaurant in Beulah. I can't go anywhere and get a steak and a glass of wine. I got to drive out of Beulah. So maybe one day, Will Wilson and his team, you can build something out there where I can walk across the street and go to a nice restaurant and get a steak and a glass of wine.
If only we can have a good steak restaurant within walking distance of Jeff Bergosh's house. Wouldn't that be fabulous? And maybe a tennis court that nobody's going to go use. Except him. 617 here on News Radio 92.3. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. John?
Still no accidents on the big board right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Starting to see a little bit of slowdown if you're headed southbound on Highway 29 just south of Burgess. But other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much. John, if you need plumbing or heating or air conditioning or electrical work done anywhere along the Gulf Coast, you know, Peden, they will take care of you. Professional service, the right products, done right the first time, 100% satisfaction guaranteed for 55 years serving the Gulf Coast. You know, Panama City, here in Pensacola, all the way east to Tallahassee, all the way west to Mobile. They last year expanded to Baldwin County, this year to Mobile, so they are really growing. I mean, it makes sense. You do all of these different things inside the home, and you can fix any of those various kinds of repairs for you, and they'll take care of you for that. Right now, $1,000 off in-stock air conditioning system, so it's kind of expensive to buy an AC system, but if you need one, they've got them. $1,000 off if it is in stock, and they want to get your AC serviced for the fall, you know, so they want to take care of you. Peden, if you got any questions, call them or check them out online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. .com. Okay, back to OLF 8, this ongoing conversation. For those of you who are new to the community, it was this big land swap deal where we created a landing field in Santa Rosa County to swap with the Navy for the helicopter landing field on 9 Mile right next to Navy Federal Credit Union several years ago for many millions of dollars. The money is still sunk into that. We've had a couple of offers come and go and come and go and come and go. Nothing has manifested. And this Beulah Town Center was one that was working with the master plan that was created by DPZ in conjunction with the county and the residents. And it was one that, you know, like everybody was satisfied with. And there's this ongoing question of whether the county commission will live by the master plan. They have said they would. They have said they would consistently all along. The question whether they would is its own question. And whether you even could live by it. There's fairly decent questions about whether it's even feasible to do it that way or not. But okay. So Fred Hemmer has been doing this for about a year now, and they keep dragging their feet and changing the terms and moving the ball on him. And he keeps adapting to the changes, and they keep dragging their feet. Okay, and all of a sudden you got this, you know, Chad Henderson, Jim Wilson Associates, Catalyst Healthcare, whatever group comes along, and all of a sudden the county commissioner is like, oh, yeah, fantastic, get them right away, do it, do it. They're the best, fantastic. Mike Kohler, District 2.
When we first got the first bid, you know, it was for the whole property. May not have been the best bidder, but I actually agreed that I would like to sell the whole property. I don't think we're really good at this. That doesn't mean our intent's wrong, but we kind of did an about face and we went out in Florida West and some other things, and I think the board's moving in the right direction now.
And that's the rub, is this group wants to buy the whole property. And all of a sudden the commissioner's like, yeah, let's just sell it all. I can't tell you how many times we had to hear about the issues with the Triumph grant and the roads, and the issues with, especially with the Live Local Act, that they couldn't sell it all because they could just come back and build housing on it, which was the whole thing, was to prevent the construction of just plain housing. If you sell it all, you can't stop them. How many times we heard that, and now all of a sudden, and I'm not blaming Mike, I think Mike has been pretty consistent on this, it's Jeff, Lumen, and Steven that have now totally changed their story in favor of this new company.
I preferably want to sell the whole thing. I have since the very beginning, just because I think it's a better fit that we have one program manager and the people in Green Church can start yelling at whoever gets the bid instead of us.
Get it off my plate.
But the second thing I'd like to say, for Fred Hemmer's group, he was under the impression that, you know, he was going to have the 290 acres. And if we're moving in the direction of selling the whole property, which I know we're sounds like that's where we may be going, you know, we should probably, you know, let all parties compete for it and give the both Allison and Wes the best guidance to have a right and left limit. If that's what the board's going forward with, is selling the whole property, I think that we should at least give Fred an opportunity to compete.
Yes. Yeah. And in the open, in the public, we should have a committee of the whole meeting. We haven't had one in 2 years. We haven't had a committee of the whole meeting in 2 years. It's insane. This is exactly the kind of place where you would have two different firms come and pitch their wares, and you'd have, you know, and then you could, and I don't know that I would necessarily trust the outcome since the result seems baked into the equation, but at least it would be done in the open and you could see, right? So the PNJ writes about this, Escambia Board favors surprise bidder on OLF 8 in Beulah over other offers. You know, you have other, Studio 850 does a really good piece. John Singley, who does great reporting for Local Era, does a really good piece on, you know, October surprises, the rush to sell OLF 8 and the appointment of Ashley Hoffberger to the, now, I don't know that it's related. I'm just saying that was his headline. And he goes, for the public, this came out of nowhere. Okay. And apparently Stephen Berry has been having discussions with Henderson and Hayward since the past summer. This is the first time the public sees it. That's what he writes. So it looks like this pattern of the Escambia County Commission. It's so weird. Look, I've lived here 10 years, and I was told when I first moved here, the politics here is weird, man. Politics here is complicated. Okay, all right. When Stephen Berry wants to get a particular outcome, he will find a way to get that outcome. Look at what he tried to do with the medical examiner. Look at the EREC stuff and the North End broadband stuff. And remember the, like, they got told that they had done it wrong and violated the law and they had to come back. Like, it was wild, some of the stuff that got found about that whole deal. There's a great PNJ article about it, how the, you know, they weren't recording the reasons for the procurement. Falling outside of the required procurement steps is defined by the Escambia Code of Ordinances. After a vendor protested, that was Cox, the Board of County Commissioners canceled the original RFP and reissued it and revised the awarding committee to the Board of County Commissioners. And the actions of the BCC could appear to be a non-competitive procurement disallowed by the U.S. Treasury because we're using federal money. Like, he rigged that whole scenario to make it come out the way he wanted to do it. Look at what happened. Like I said, the medical examiner's office. And here again, you have a situation where it looks for all the world like, whether it's a they or a he, who knows, but he wants this outcome and not the Fred Hemmer outcome. So they are now willing to sell the whole property all of a sudden, which they weren't willing to do before. Now, to his credit, we'll give credit that the thing said in public by Stephen Berry about this was,
they're welcome. They're welcome to make a further offer in light of this is a change in circumstances and, or, you know, maybe a change in direction by the board. So, if Fred and Beulah Town Center want to, you know, have some more communications with the board, they're welcome to send them our way. And
okay, I mean, caught changing the circumstances and seeming to go with almost a sole source type procurement, which they always yell and scream about, but then managed to do it the way they want to do it in the end anyway. I'm just telling you, it's always like this. And why? I mean, I know some of the people have shown up at the podium and accused them of corruption and accused them of taking money. There's no evidence of that that I have seen. But it makes you wonder why? Why this rush? Why suddenly changing everything that we have been told one set of stories about, and then all of a sudden we go a different direction? And look, if I'm Fred Hemmer, and he's written a letter now saying, well, I mean, Will Dunaway wrote on his behalf, wrote a letter saying, you know, we are interested in making an offer for the entire project. You know, we want to buy the whole thing, too. We're willing to do that. But I can understand why you would get discouraged. And even one of the people who showed up in the public comment said it, I think, kind of the best.
I'm a grandson of Frank Reeder, and I think we've been consistent through the years about this. The angst and the frustration you heard tonight has to do with this OLFL thing just being drug out, no movement on it, and it's kind of kept from us. And I think sometimes we get the impression that you guys are playing the long game to frustrate us. And I say that because we are retired now. Most of these angry people out here in green shirts are retired. And you got a meeting that will help determine the future of our land, of our neighborhood. You have it on Tuesday morning at 9:30.
Here's my one takeaway from all of this. Nothing should be done until the new board is in place. The residents of that area have clearly said that they want a different commissioner, and they got one coming in. District 4 is going to actually have a seat at the table, or has a seat at the table now, and District 5 may be in totally different hands come a month. Nothing should be done until this election is settled and the new board is sitting. If it's a good deal to go with this new group, and I have no words to say about them, I don't know enough about them to say one thing or that. This is not about them. If they're a good group to go with, then they're a good group to go with in a month. And if it's better to go with Beulah Town Center, it's better to go with them in a month. The quality of these offers will not change over the course of a month. But the board that's going to make decisions about a project that's going to affect Escambia County for the next 40 years shouldn't be this one that's lame duck and has shown a lot of pattern of bad behavior. 626 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Still no accidents on the big board right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly this morning. Even Highway 90 leaving Pensacola through to Pace or Pace to Pensacola look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Hi, I am Jennifer Brer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Was getting caught part of your plan?
Of course.
The way you hurt me, it's irresistible.
Good morning, 6:29 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, one man was killed. Nine people were wounded during a shooting at Tennessee State University's homecoming parade on Saturday. Police say there were two groups apparently shooting at each other from opposite sides of the street. And from what I'm seeing, several children were involved, were also shot during this incident.
Terrible. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, we were actually having a good conversation off the air about whether lame ducks, when they lose their election, shouldn't just be out of office immediately. I mean, there's some situations where you can't do that because you have to have a president. But, you know, why should a city council member or a commissioner be able to sit after they've been voted out? It's a fair question.
A man was arrested with a loaded gun near a Trump rally in Coachella, California, but he says he's a Trump supporter, not another would-be assassin.
Vem Miller of Las Vegas was arrested on gun charges, but quickly released on a $5,000 bail. So he was stopped by local authorities at a security checkpoint outside of former President Trump's rally in Coachella, California. Police say he was driving an unregistered black SUV with a homemade license plate, and he claimed to be a journalist that had VIP access.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. So far, no federal charges have been filed. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris holding dueling campaign events in Pennsylvania today.
They're set to pour in about $350 million in television ads in the Commonwealth. That is more than double of what they're spending in the next closest state.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got a nice, cool morning. It is 62 degrees right now in Pensacola. A Pensacola native has been convicted of killing his wife while they were living in Kansas in 2021. 26-year-old Cameron Lawson was found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder in Gere County, Kansas last week. Prosecutors say he killed his wife, Infinity Hayes, to claim life insurance money. He's due for sentencing in December and could face 50 years to life in prison. Both Lawson and Hayes are from Pensacola and graduated from Escambia High School. Lawson was on active duty in the Army and stationed at Fort Riley at the time. Lawson and Hayes had their first child just 3 weeks before she was murdered. A second suspect was also arrested in this case as the shooter. Prosecutors said he and Lawson worked together to set up the crime. That man took a plea deal and is currently in a Kansas prison. Two people shot yesterday morning at Chimesway Park near North W Street. That happened about 3 a.m. on Sunday morning. Two victims were taken to the hospital with injuries. Right now, there's no word on either of their conditions. Deputies say they found multiple shell casings at the scene. There's also currently no word on suspects. An investigation is ongoing. An Escambia County home is considered to be a total loss after a fire Saturday. It happened on South 2nd Street in Warrington in the 500 block. Multiple Escambia fire units were called out to that scene where heavy flames and smoke were visible from the home. It took firefighters about a half an hour to put out that fire. And President Biden says those impacted by recent hurricanes will get the help that they need from the federal government.
The president visited Florida on Sunday to tour St. Petersburg, one of the hardest hit areas.
I'm here in Florida for the second time in 2 weeks and to survey the damage from another catastrophic storm, Hurricane Milton.
Biden called the catastrophic damage, quote, a hell of a deal, and announced $612 million in federal funding for six Department of Energy projects in the southeast. Milton slammed into the state as a major Category 3 hurricane last week, killing at least 16. Massive cleanup and recovery efforts continue after back-to-back strikes from Hurricane Helene and Milton. I'm Lisa Carton.
Thank you very much, Lisa. NASA today launching its largest ever probe on a mission to understand how life could potentially develop in other parts of the universe.
The Europa Clipper will study one of Jupiter's moons, Europa. Roughly the same size as our moon, Europa is covered in ice but has a liquid ocean underneath that's more than twice the size of our oceans.
Ocean worlds like Europa are not only unique because they might be habitable, but they might be habitable today.
NASA's Gina DiBraccio says this mission isn't looking for life exactly, but is investigating the habitat. Clipper is setting off on a 1.8 billion mile journey with its first close flyby of Europa in the spring of 2031. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Thank you very much, Rory. And it is 6:34 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still not seeing any accidents up on the big board right now. We're seeing some slowdowns on 9 Mile right around, where is this right here? This is right around the Crumbl, Pensacola cookie store there. We're seeing some delays there going both east and westbound, but that's just heavy traffic, no accidents there. I-10, I-110 looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing plenty of sunshine today with a high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. A bit cooler on Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, high near 80 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Wednesday, high near 71 degrees and a low near 53 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
We've got 66 degrees in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Last week's inflation data provided more evidence that the Federal Reserve is near its target of lowering inflation. The Wall Street Investment Bank has projected that the Commerce Department's Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index for September will show a 12-month inflation rate of roughly 2% when it is released later this month. Butter prices have skyrocketed in recent months, trading at record highs, which is bad news for bakers and pastry makers as they prepare for the holiday season. Data says European butter was trading 83% higher year over year. Gas prices are decreasing across the country. That's according to Wayland Gas analyst Trilby Lundberg. Costs have gone down 2 cents over the last 2 weeks. The national average now sits at $3.26 per gallon. Futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 409, the NASDAQ up 60, the S&P 500 up 34. That's Your Money Now.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
When it comes to your dream home, at Pinair Credit Union, we think you deserve to be picky. So buy that perfect place that just speaks to you. Or build a new home just the way you like it. Because at Pinair Credit Union, we deliver affordable and flexible home mortgages and construction loans designed to make your next home a dream come true. Find all you need to get started at pinair.org/homeloan. Whether you're buying or building, Pinair Home Loans fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyeservay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyeservay.
Eyeservay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyeservay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyeservay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyeservay today.
Eyeservay, get the GA going slower.
Visit Eyeservay.com. That's Eyeervay.com.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider. They're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
We had the exit interview with the state auditors. Their field work audit is complete. It took 6 months to do what was anticipated to be a couple of years. They did communicate some things that they've identified. I will report to you that no one came with handcuffs. There was no fraud, waste, or abuse that was identified.
You know how you say a thing didn't happen, but the only thing you picture in your head is the thing happening because that's the way the brain works? Yeah, Ed Spears, making a choice. New city administrator for the city of Milton, relatively new for about a month now. Of course, he's been with the city for forever, and then Randy Jorgensen retired, and they picked him to be the replacement city manager. Although there is an election, and for those of you who follow Milton politics or you follow this show and you hear me talking about it, I think Ed's job is very much hanging on who wins this election, because there is right now a 6 to 2.5 voting block majority on the Milton City Council, but 4 of those seats are up for re-election. And if the mayor and the 2-vote minority and the Pitchfork Posse have their way, then they will flip this around and they will fire Alex Andrade, and I think they'll fire Ed Spears, and they'll, you know, clean house because they want to do the thing that they want to do. We'll see. You know, elections have consequences, so we'll see. Anyway, I mean, you know, I think Ed's been doing a great job, but, you know, that's not my decision to make if I'm not in power. But remember this audit? All this corruption and money loss and all these terrible things going on in the city of Milton. And so we get this state audit comes in. 2 to 3 year process to do a state audit. Remember how long Gulf Breezes took? Oh, my God. Forever. I can't. How many times I had to ask Sam Abel, is the audit done yet? No. Is the audit done yet? No. Is the audit done yet? I mean, like, you know. So city of Milton is done. 6 months. Boom, zip, done. Over. Clean. No problems. No worries.
They do.
No handcuffs.
They do have some corrective items that we totally expected. And we look forward to concluding this. It's been a very positive process. They were extremely professional. They were extremely thorough. They were extremely courteous. While they were here, our staff did a great job, and it took hours and hours and hours of our staff answering questions, providing records, providing records again, answering questions again, over and over and over.
Yeah, you know, you do it multiple times just to make sure that the answers don't change. But that's, you know, everything comes out good. And you say, well, that is a boring Days of Our Milton. Just give me a second. Every once in a while, I like to surprise you. You know, the opening salvo can be uninteresting. There is a very interesting portion of the public comment that we'll get to next hour. Yeah. I said it. 7:35, you're going to have to listen then. But for now, I'll give you a little taste, okay? Jeff Snow is somebody who is facing a re-election challenge. Robert Leake, I'll be honest. Even I think Robert Leake is the one running against him, but I think they have different... I think he's the one running against him, okay? I'm sorry. As much as I try to follow some of these things, even I lose track of it a little bit. But in any case, Robert Leake is a former city council member, and here was his comment.
On September 30th, I emailed Mr. Spears about Councilman Snow's video that was recorded at the wastewater treatment plant downtown. This video started out in Councilman's official capacity, but quickly turned into a campaign video. I asked Mr. Spears how other candidates could get the same access as Councilman Snow received. His responses are in the packet that I provided you guys.
And basically he says he was told by both Ed Spears or at least Alex Andrade that he doesn't have access and that, you know, Jeff Snow does have access to this because he's a city council member.
During my email exchange with Mr. Spears, Mr. Andrade, the city attorney, began responding. His emails are also in the packet. Mm. I was asking for the same privilege, but on one of Mr. Andrade's responses, he said... he, being Jeff Snow, is a city official with access to the plant. Well, I don't have access to the plant, so I felt that I did not get the same privilege.
What he's saying, and Jeff Snow did this long video, I think it was like 9 minutes long, where he's standing at the wastewater treatment plant talking about wastewater treatment plant issues. The criticism is that it becomes a campaign issue where he's talking about who's up for election, who's up for re-election, who's on which side of this issue. And it seems to be, and it is on his campaign page, that it is more of a campaign production rather than a City of Milton City Council member production. And as the challenger against Jeff Snow, he's saying, I should have the ability to do the same exact kind of video in the same location. He's sort of using city resources to his advantage as an incumbent. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Everything's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Robert Leake's challenge to Jeff Snow as, you know, he wants to have equal access to the wastewater treatment plant to film a video that Jeff Snow did under his authority as a city council, you know, member that he has access to that plant.
So with the Florida statute with misuse of public position, no public officer, employee of or agency, or local government attorney shall abruptly use or attempt to use his or her official position or any property or resource that may be within his or her trust or perform his or her official duties to secure special privilege, benefit, exemption for himself or herself or others. On the Florida Statute 106, a candidate may not, in the furtherance of his or her candidacy for nomination or election to public office in any election, use the services of any state, county, municipal, or district officer to employ or employ during working hours.
So this criticism has multiple layers. It's partially the access issue. It's also, you know, who let you in? Was that person on the clock? And also a question of who shot the video. You know, if it was your friend, one thing, but if it was a city employee, you know, like the PIO, for example, that starts to look like if it's a campaign event rather than an official City of Milton thing, that starts to look like using city resources for a campaign purpose.
So in the recent months, all city business has been identified as public records. The video was a mix of city business and campaigning. Under the public records law, I should be entitled to the information that I requested. The information that I requested was who gave Councilman Snow the access, when was it reported, and who reported it. And I would like to officially ask for that again.
So here's the thing. I'm pretty good friends with Jeff Snow. I don't really know Robert Leake at all. But I actually think Robert Leake is right about this, at least in this regard. If Jeff Snow is going to go to the wastewater treatment plant and film a video that becomes a campaign promotional thing, and Robert Leake wants similar access to that facility to do something similar, I think regardless of what the law requires, just as kind of an ethics thing, you do it. Because otherwise it looks like the thing that he's alleging that it is. And this is a fairly easy solution if you say, okay, you want to shoot a video there for 10 minutes? Here, go. It's kind of like my obligation as a radio guy. Okay, we have, you know, airwaves are given to us by the FCC. Access to those airwaves given to us by the FCC in exchange for a bunch of promises and limitations on what we do, right? The rules regarding broadcasters are different than the rules regarding, say, cable or, you know, internet or whatever, because it's over-the-air broadcasting. And one of our rules has to do with equal time. You know, if I have a candidate on, if another qualified candidate asks me for comparable time, I have to give it to him. By law, I have to give it to him. Okay, well, by law, I don't have to call them an offer. But I usually do, because that's the better thing to do, right? I mean, that's if the spirit of the law is give equal time to opposite candidates, then even though I'm not obligated to reach out, I always feel like that's the better way to do it. Even if I don't particularly want them on the show, it doesn't matter. It's like, that's the better thing to do. We had Ashley Hoffberger on last week. It was related to her being appointed by the governor. As soon as I got off the air that day, I called Ed Helms. What is his first name now? It's the guy who's running against Ashley, Ron Helms. And I called him. I said, hey, you want to be on? I didn't have to. If he'd have called me and asked me, I was obligated to say yes, but I didn't have to reach out to him, but I did. Why? Because that's what you do. So, okay. So in this case, my advice to Jeff would be, or to the city, is let him have the access. It looks better. You know, if he wants to file some secondary complaint or get public information about who shot the video, he's probably entitled to that too. Right? I mean, that just seems fair to me. So, you know, I know sometimes when it comes to Milton, you feel like, well, you know, Andrew's got the people that he likes and the people that he doesn't like. No, even if somebody I can't stand is right, I will tell you that they're right. And even if somebody that I like a lot is wrong, I will tell you if they're wrong. And this, I think in this particular matter, I think Robert Leake is right. And, you know, if there's opposition to this, there probably shouldn't be. 651 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got a somewhat new advertiser on the show. It is Bogey's Golf Suites and Barbin, talking about them for a little while. And they are bringing us this play of the week from the Argos game. And in this case, it's actually going to be two plays. This is in the fourth quarter with 11 minutes to go. Delta State is down by 6.
Cole Kirk under center. Now they put him back in the gun again. I like from here, I'd go QB sneak and do it close. He's going to keep it. Puts his head down, gets into the end zone, touchdown Delta. Cole Kirk puts the helmet down, pushes the defender back, and ties this game up at 27.
Why would you play a clip of Delta State going ahead as you play the... Oh, because the very next play after the kickoff, when UWF was trailing by 1, starting off from their own 30.
Stokes brings the offense out. Two people in the backfield with him, one of them tied in on his right shoulder. They'll bring Zach Offord in motion. Back to pass. He's got time. He's throwing it deep. He's got a man. Corey Scott, if he can get to it, he does. He's going to run away from the defender. Touchdown, Argos. Just like that, they're back in front.
Wow, great throw catch right there.
Oh, man, it was thrilling because it had been a nip-and-tuck sort of game, and then they ran away with it with another 7 points after that, winning 40-28. So your Argos go to 3-2, 2-1 in the conference. This football play of the week for the Argos is brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Bar, which, if you've not been there, it's right on University, just north of 9 Mile, and they've got these simulator bays with the video screens that you can hit golf balls into, you can, you know, hit baseballs into, you can throw football at, you can play zombie dodgeball, you can play all, there's like 30 different virtual and interactive sports to choose from. Hockey, rugby, I think, was one of them. We went there. It's a really amazing thing. Plus, you can bring your own clubs or you can use theirs, whatever you want to do. Very popular for golf, okay? Incredibly high-quality simulators. Wings, pizza, salad, smoothies, a full-service bar, delicious burgers. You can watch live sports, bring friends and family, do events. Anyway, there's all kinds of things that you can do there. Find out more online at bogeysgolfsuites.com or just stop by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar on University, just north of 9 Mile.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
One thing about living in Santa Carla I never could stomach. All the damn vampires.
.656 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, vampire-free. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. If you are getting off I-10 at the Pine Forest, not Pine Forest, the Highway 29 exit and heading southbound, just know that there's a little bit of delay there just due to congestion. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the Secret Service, FBI, and Justice Department saying in a joint statement that President Trump was, quote, not in any danger at his rally on Saturday in California. 49-year-old Las Vegas man was arrested at a checkpoint near that rally when they found loaded guns, passports, fit with fake names, and an unregistered vehicle, all sorts of craziness there. Vern Miller, he's since been released now on $5,000 bail. He tells the Las Vegas Review-Journal that any notion he planned to assassinate the former president is ridiculous. So I guess they just all took his word on that.
Yeah, well, and he wasn't charged with that. There's nothing related to that. They're saying it was an assassination attempt. It's just a weird story.
It's just
super
bizarre.
Weird story.
You would think any Trump supporter that was going to a rally would probably know not to take a carload of weapons when they go.
And fake passports and driver's license and plates. Yeah.
The Riverside County Sheriff, Chad Bianco, actually chiming in on this during a press conference. He says he does believe that his deputies prevented a third attempt on Trump's
life. Oh, really?
Life. Yeah.
Interesting.
The Pentagon says more U.S. troops are now headed to Israel. The U.S. also sending another anti-missile battery there. Pentagon officials say that demonstrates the U.S.'s commitment to the defense of Israel. And attorneys for the former tech consultant that's accused of killing Cash App founder Bob Lee says that they are planning to argue self-defense. Opening statements in that trial are expected today.
Thanks so much, David. It's 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I have been informed that access was provided to Robert Leak if he wanted it. All he had to do was schedule a time to go to the wastewater treatment plant, and he has yet to ask for a date or time to film a video. So does that mean that he just wanted the ability to complain about it? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. So, interesting. Always drama in Milton. Always drama in Milton. So, you know, there you go. 6:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Oh, the judge refused to grant the preliminary injunction against the cultivated meat ban in Florida. Remember this very, you know, we're helping our friends, protecting the meat industry, the cattle ranchers and all that in Florida against, you know, some kind of competition, you know, like how some people wanted us to protect taxi drivers against Uber drivers. They want to protect us against the cultivated meat. Pure protectionism. The judge did not grant the preliminary injunction, so that is actually able. You cannot make the meat in Florida.
Listen on air at 92.